Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Last week, the top two programs in the country for high school football, St. John Bosco and Modern Day, faced each other. There were 76 Division I prospects on the field. Modern Day pulled out the win, and one of the absolute stars of that game was Jelani Davis, the Modern Day safety, a three-star prospect. He joins us now to talk about how that's changed his recruitment and his big night. Jelani, thanks for joining the show, man.
Thank you for having me. How you doing?
Good, man. We don't have anything. I live in Oregon. We don't have anything quite like Modern Day St. John Bosco. There's no game that happens that if when these two teams face each other, if you have a big game, you are immediately on the map as a big-time prospect. That if you do great as a sophomore or junior, you're almost definitely going to get looks. What goes into your mind in terms of preparation? What kind of nerves are you feeling going into a matchup like that that's on national or, you know, is nationally broadcast and, again, is number one versus number two?
Well, you know, it takes a lot of preparation, which goes into, you know, sleeping right, eating right, making sure I'm caught up on all my work for the week. I can't be stressing about homework mid-game, you know. So I try to make sure that everything leading up to the game goes how it's supposed to go. And on Friday night, you know, I just let my body do the playing. You know, I don't think too much. I just let myself go.
You make 13 tackles in that game. Do you feel like you're in a groove in that contest? Does it feel like you're doing something special, or are you just trying to get the dub and you worry about the other stuff later?
To be completely honest, I wasn't counting any tackles. I was just worried about pulling off the win. You know, it's not a one-man show, so everybody played a part in the big win, and we were able to come through with a W, but I mean, I would just say I played my part, you know, to help solidify the win.
Now, it is a major event. When you play well in that game, that puts you firmly, firmly on the map. Have you gotten any new follows? Have you heard from any new programs? You've already got a pretty impressive offer sheet, which we'll get to.
Well, yes, I've received a couple new followers on Instagram as well as Twitter.
I figured.
You know, it's always fun to see new people, you know, wanting to take part and, you know, watching the process of me growing up and getting to the next level. But I just try to keep my mind focused on football. You know, the media and everything, it's fun. You know, I know it's a lot that goes into it, so I try to let my game just speak for itself and just outwork whoever's in front of me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you took a trip to U.S. I mean, it's not much of a visit, I mean, because it's so close, but you did take a visit, an unofficial visit to USC. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of USC? It feels like there's a lot of energy around that program now. You know, Texas always likes to claim they're back, and all these programs like to claim they're back. But it is starting to feel a little bit like maybe USC has turned the corner and is back to being a national power and a national brand.
No doubt. You know, Coach Lincoln Riley, you know, taking the starting head coach job, he's definitely made a turnaround with the program. Being up there around the atmosphere, you know, talking to former players from Modern Day, Damani Jackson, Kyron Hudson, you know, Rajon Davis, Relique Brown, top stars that came from the program. You know, it's great to see those guys out there doing it on the next level. So, you know, it always feels like home being at SC. Everybody knows that's the stomping grounds of LA and, you know, LA County natives. So it's always going to feel like home being over there in the Coliseum. They show a lot of love, which I'm very appreciative definitely somewhere I could see myself playing potentially.
We're talking to class of 2024 three-star safety Jelani Davis out of Mater Dei, one of the big stars for Mater Dei in their win over St. John Bosco, now the number one program in the country. You say as it should be, right? As it should be. You won last year. You won the national title last year. It looks like you're going to win the national title again this year. There's still a lot of games left. You just mentioned USC, and I don't think – again, another thing that we don't really have here in Oregon, I think a lot of places don't have this, is not only a major football program in an area that the whole town is like, or the whole city is 100% behind, but also a huge amount of talent right around that school. Eugene is not a hotbed of talent, you know, high school football talent. The state of Oregon does all right. Seattle produces some talent in Washington. Obviously, Texas has a ton of talent around Austin. You know, Miami has a ton of talent around Miami. But that's a pretty unique thing to have that much talent that close to a campus. How much allure is there that comes with that? It feels like USC has had that pipeline, whether it's been to De La Salle, whether it's been to Mater Dei or St. John Bosco. Is that something that you guys growing up feel, that there's kind of this looming presence of USC, or is it sort of separate from kind of the culture of football growing up?
Well, you know, there's always coaches that reach out, you know, stay in touch. You know, being at a top program like Mater Dei, you're bound to see a college coach at a practice or two, or just at the game on the sideline, even if you've never spoken to the coach before or have had any prior contact, you're bound to see someone. So it's not something that's like unheard of or unseen. It's kind of the norm in a way, but it just, you know, I feel like it just makes it that much harder to stay on top of your game. You know, all these eyes on you, not just from the fans, but the next level prospect that we're supposed to be. We have to keep that, you know, that model monarch and, you know, student athlete role going to make sure that we're able to get to the next level. Being around USC, seeing those great monarchs that came from Mater Dei is just surreal. Able to say, like, it's the next level. That's where I want to get to. So it's definitely motivation, I would say. It definitely motivates me.
When you're growing up, is there a presence among Mater Dei athletes or St. John Bosco athletes that, like, man, I would love to someday go to USC? I mean, is that the school for a lot of kids, or is that not necessarily the school for you guys?
You know, USC does have a nice pipeline that goes to Mater Dei. They do get a lot of athletes from our school. I would say that, you know, everybody who grows up in California would say USC is always at the top of the list for anybody who wants to be a hometown hero. You know, there's players that want to go out of state. Me personally, I would say I'm kind of in the middle. You know, I would love to go out of state, you know, explore my options, see things I've never seen before, but there's nothing like playing in front of all your family and friends back home, you know, against another top school across the country. So it's definitely something to strive for, but, you know, everybody's not the same. So
right.
I wouldn't say it's for everybody, but for the people that it is for, it's definitely a different type of experience and a different type of level to reach for.
We're talking to Mater Dei safety Jelani Davis. Speaking of leaving potentially or going out of state, there's USC. There's also, as you mentioned, for you, the options of going out of state. You're taking an out-of-state trip here pretty soon, visiting Oregon a little later in the month on the 22nd. What stands out about Oregon and what stands out about the program specifically now that they have a defensive-minded head coach in Dan Lanning?
You know, Oregon has always been a dream school of mine since I was younger. You know, it used to only be about the uniforms. That's all I knew about Oregon. But just watching how the school has been operating and moving through the years as I get older and understand and grow in my aspect of respect and, you know, love for the game, I'm starting to see that Oregon might be a good fit as well. You know, I'm open to any college that's interested in me. You know, I do have my preferences, but at the same time, beggars can't be choosers. You know, I just want to play football. So wherever I'm able to play football at the next level, I'm perfect wherever that ends up being. But Oregon is definitely up there as far as potential schools. You know, I've never got to get up to the campus yet. Supposedly, I'm supposed to be going up there very soon. You didn't hear it from me, but I should be taking a trip up there very soon to go check out the campus and go chop it up with the coaches. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm very excited.
Excellent, man. Jay Lonnie Davis, the modern-day three-star safety, thank you very much for joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Lonnie Davis. It's J-E-I-L-A-N-I Davis. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you for the interview and the opportunity.
Of course, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.